Marianne is in Leatherhead. Hello, Marianne.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm very well. What would you like to say?
I had a very interesting day at the office today because the Prime Minister and the Chancellor visited us at B&Q House, our head office in Eastleigh today.
They were?
Yes. So that was where they gave us all the statistics that has been published in the newspapers today about the 800,000 plus jobs that will be lost. And I think we had the media present. We had my work colleagues all sitting there and watching the Prime Minister. And I must say that I was terribly disappointed. And what they have done is tipped me over to the Leave campaign. And I'll tell you why. And I did say this to the Chancellor afterwards because I didn't get a chance to ask my questions because I was sitting directly behind them. But afterwards, I took a selfie with the Chancellor and then asked him the questions I wanted to, which was, your argument is imbalanced. Your argument is basically on the single market and the economy, which I do appreciate. That's what the Remain campaign are all about. But for a voter like me, you weren't telling me what I needed to hear, which is the Europe we're in now isn't a great place. We have all these issues with immigration where our public services are pressured. It's your government that is laying off people in, you know, in the health services. Everywhere there are cut downs in jobs. And if you don't do something to control the borders with skilled immigration, and if you know, we have the threat of Turkey wanting to join the EU, those things pressure our economy. That is what is replacing the jobs that the original British people had. I am an immigrant myself, so it's weird me saying that I want to vote to leave the EU. But I said to him, Mr. Chancellor, I don't think you live in the real world. Because I work very hard, I have to hire a nanny. Most of the time is the Eastern European nannies that I have to hire who come in to live in. And the first thing they say to me when they get chatty with me, Ian, is they only want to work with me for a year so that they get their foot into the system. And they use the word the system, which worries me. And, they, you know, they want to go to the council and get a house off them, go on benefits, bring their families over and exploit the system. That is what they say to me. And I don't understand why they are not giving us the argument that says that we do know there are problems with the EU and these are the things we would want to do to address those concerns.
So basically, you meet the Chancellor after he said all of this. You are his worst nightmare, Marianne. What did he say to you?
He said I shouldn't believe anything the Leave campaign says. He said to me that in the next couple of weeks, leaflets will be sent out by them, the Remain, and the Leave campaign. And he said to me, oh, you've got a nanny living in. If you voted to go out, you wouldn't have the money to pay your nanny, which I thought was absolutely ridiculous. So on June the 23rd, if I voted to leave, why would I lose my job? I don't understand why he would say that to me. And that was when I made up my mind to vote to leave, because your arguments to me are assertions. They are not factual. You're just assuming the whole world will lose their jobs on June the 24th.
So it's fair to say you gave him a bit of a piece of your mind.
Absolutely, I did. But I did take my selfie as well, which was cute.
So shallow, Marianne, I'm afraid. So why didn't you get to ask your question in the main meeting? I mean, was it a bit stage managed?
It was stage managed. They were using teleprompters. We had the media, ITV, Sky, everybody there. So the way it was, we, the staff of B&Q, we were sitting, we were dispersed, but my seat was directly behind the Prime Minister. And when it was question time, he only focused on the people in front, people's hands he could see. We were raising our hands at the back.
The hand-picked few.
Yeah. The handpicked few, and it was majorly the media he kept asking questions.
And were all of these questions chosen beforehand, do you think?
Kind of. I think the media gave him a hard time, but I think his responses were stage managed because his responses to the questions didn't really make any sense to us. So we felt that they were already written up like the speech he was given.
So after the Prime Minister and the Chancellor had left the building, I'm actually watching pictures of this on my TV screen as I'm talking to you, Marianne. After they left the building and you talked to all of your friends and colleagues at B&Q, what was the general consensus?
We had, it was divided, Ian, because the first part of our day today wasn't constructive. We all stopped working because we were totally distracted. And you know what all of us said afterwards? We said, Ian, that we feel we've had a more honest debate than, you know, the Leave or the Remain campaign have given us. Because the majority, to be honest, the majority of people I spoke to wanted to leave. They said they wanted to leave for various reasons, some that I've articulated. And there were some who were all up for the Remain because of the uncertainty of, you know, it is what we're comfortable with. Why rock the boat kind of thing? And they said to me on the immigration side, statistics show that the immigration into this country has been more outside of Europe than it is Europe. So even if we voted to leave, we will still have the same issue. But the point is nobody's...
Okay, so just very finally, I mean, with the experience that you've had today, do you in a sense wish they hadn't... I know you got your selfie, but do you wish they hadn't bothered coming at all? Because it sounds to me a bit of a stage managed waste of time from your point of view. You might as well have spent the day working.
I think so, Ian. I do agree that they shouldn't have come because they totally distracted us. And once again, they're talking to smart, intelligent people, so they couldn't sell us their propaganda. It should be a balanced view.
Well, I'll tell you what, when I know George Osborne's advisors a bit. I bet when he got back in his car, he'll say, well, I more than met my match when I met Marianne.
I know, and I did use the word. I no disrespect intended, Mr. Chancellor, but you do not live in the real world. I did say that to him.
Marianne, what a great call.